But I've got a couple of things here. The council are doing a management plan for the Berks at the moment. There's quite a lot of potential investment in various things, which is good to see. I don't think there's anything that really stands out as things we have to be aware about. I sent them a little note myself, just with my woodland advisor's hat on. I queried about whether part of the SSSI could be delisted, and that might give us some better options. There's a big fenced enclosure up at the top of the Berks. I queried whether that should just be taken away because it wasn't really achieving much of a purpose. But in general, I looked at the types of money they're looking at spending on various things, and to me that was good news. I don't know if you've any views on that, John.
No, I haven't actually had a chance to kind of read through the content of it. I noticed that Jean had extended the date for responses to 7th of January or something like that, was it?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Have you got your hand up there, Bill?
Yes, just a query. Did the Berks suffer much damage in the wind last weekend? I'm aware of what's going on in the lower Berks. As yet another one of the old beaches has fallen just below the road bridge. That's the second this year and the third in 2 years. I'm unaware of what the situation is in the upper Berks. Is that going to cause a lot of hassle and perhaps prevent access for a while when they start clearing any trouble? Not that you're aware of.
I'm not aware of anything.
Okay, which may mean no trouble.
I think it was closed off for a few days. I don't know if it's been reopened, but they did have some at the entrance that the Berks closed off because of some trees were down or potentially some were a bit dangerous and things. So they did have it closed off for a few days, right. But I don't know if it's opened again or what the extent was, but I know they had closed the access off.
So moving on, we've been contacted about this Red Wheel Award for Wade's Bridge. So it's a type of recognition for architectural. John, do you know about this?
I saw something about it. I didn't get a chance to look any further into it, but I think it's a, I don't know if it's a kind of national award, but it's a recognized, I think, sign for is it historic buildings or something like that. I'm not quite sure who decides if you can display one or not, but obviously it being a listed infrastructure, if you like, we can't just stick one on it, if you like. It need to be discussed and etc.
So I'm saying it wouldn't actually be on the bridge.
No, did I not say that it could be put on a thing beside the bridge?
Yeah, I think they said they'd have to look at all the options, and because it was such a listed building and the options of where it might go, because they didn't want it to go anywhere where people might be stopping in the way of the traffic and things, to read it that a plaque might go up. But I think they were just trying to gauge interest and things at the moment about it.
Right. So this comes from the National Transport Trust. It says they've got 17 sites already in Scotland. So these are sites with transport heritage, none in Perth and Kinross at the moment. And they're saying that Wade's Bridge is the most obvious example in Perthshire of something, you know, with significant heritage and prominence in terms of local transport. They're asking us in principle, our Aberfeldy Community Council in support of doing something, And if they were going to do a plaque, should it be on a plinth or should it be on a stone or what?
I think it'd be a great idea, but I definitely think it should be on something, not on the bridge.
Yeah,
put it on a stone or a plinth, I don't really mind, whatever, but I don't think it would be very good to try and screw onto the bridge.
No, so it's going to be something on the riverbank somewhere.
But I think it'd be a great addition to town.
Right, I'll respond and say, in principle, we're supportive.
Okay. Again, you know, depending on where you're going to put it, we might have to get council approval, but maybe not planning permission as such, but approval in relation to, where the sign is going to be placed. But I'm sure that'll be all right. But just need to bear that in mind.
Val, this substation, have you any update on that?
No, there's something about, my computer's been closed down for a while. Yeah, there was something about, we've got another meeting the end of January, or the agenda's getting done by the end of January, because Gary was doing a lot of tests and everything, so I don't even know if he's done all the tests yet. It's in the very, very early stages, so they're just kind of keeping us up to date. And I think it's probably maybe February before we have another meeting. Was that about right, John?
Yeah, I was just looking to see what the last update I had was. The enabling works are proceeding, and I think there is some of the forestry being cut down and removed from the site. It's expected to last 12 weeks from the 29th of November, I think it was, it started.
I was I want to add it to the agenda.
Yeah.
And that was by the end of January, so I reckon our meeting will be February.
Yeah.
Doesn't say though.
No. But it's proceeding, and I'm not aware of any specific issues at the moment, to be honest with you.
No.
Is this the substation up at Kanadiki?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We are, as Highland Perthshire Land Trust, we are near finalising negotiations with them. They have to do some compensatory planting to take account of the trees they're taking down. And it looks as though they will be doing at least some of that on Dunkorley by Langulundi.
They were talking about that though, John, weren't they?
No, that was part and parcel. Just I think the arrangements hadn't been signed off.
No.
That's right.
So, yeah.
It's in the very early stages, so it's just a matter of, you know, just it was getting the committee together so that we could come to like the community council and let everybody know if there was a problem or a question, to answer it.
Yeah, there's two parts to it as well. One is the substation at Loch Kanadiki, but they're also doing a complete refurbishment of the power station at Tummelbridge.
The switching station.
The switching station there. So they have the two different teams. Members come along to keep us updated on progress with these two things.
I'm just keeping an eye on the time here. I'm aware Elaine has to go at 9 o'clock.